Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me now explain to you how I got Twitter spanked by Pusha T.
Ugh.
Yesterday, this happened to me. First of all, I do want to start off by saying that Pusha has been a longtime ally of this radio station, going way back before he was even a solo artist. A lot of you know he's visited our studio several times. He's always given us his time when we ask him for it. In fact, when Shagfest was in its infancy and nobody took us seriously, Push was one of the first artists to step up and say, hey, I'll perform at your concert. And we told them, we have a crappy budget. It was Push who said, well, let's work out a way that we all can win. In short, our station owes a lot to artists like Pusha T, and so does our morning show. So on Monday night, Push brought the Daytona tour to Norfolk. I didn't go because when you get up for work at 3:30 in the morning, you're usually in bed by 8 o'clock, so I did what most people do right before bed. I kissed the woman next to me, and I hit up the gram. So I'm on Instagram, and after seeing flyers for about four different places, all claiming that they have the official Pusha T after party, all the negative thoughts started entering my head. And I remember thinking to myself, how great would it be if we could have Push come home and have a perfect, sold-out, drama-free show? I remember thinking to myself, please don't let me wake up to a news headline tomorrow that there was a shooting at some after party, or even worse, a shooting at the show itself. So before I drifted off to sleep, I went on Twitter. I asked everyone going to the show to be careful, responsible. I mentioned how nice it would be to not wake up to that headline. The next morning, we went on the air, and it was right about this time yesterday. I noticed I had about 20 Twitter notifications, then 50, then 100. Huh, I thought, are this many people interested in Beer Fest tickets? No. That's when I went on Twitter and I noticed that Push himself had tweeted me back about my comment. By the way, mental note, anybody who thinks Pusha sleeps in the day after a show, we are sorely mistaken. He was up at 7 a.m. tweeting. So just so you know, the next time it happens to you, he was definitely awake and he was definitely on Twitter the following morning. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. Anyways, all right, back to the story. So basically what Push had told me is in regards to my comment, was pretty eloquent and pretty enlightening. He pointed out to me that the way my tweet was worded painted his show in a negative light. I know at this point you're probably wondering, what exactly did you tweet? So I'll tell you exactly what I tweeted. I wrote, to all of y'all going to see Pusha's show tonight, be careful and responsible. How about we not wake up to the headline shootout at rap concert tomorrow? That would be nice. Now, I'm sure some of you listening are probably saying to yourself, well, what's wrong with that? Well, here's what's wrong with it. By using those words, I was perpetuating a negative stereotype of Push, his art, his fans, and to some extent, to black culture. Did I intend to do this? No. But see, hoping for the best outcome isn't bad, but hoping for the best while assuming the worst is. And that's what that message that I wrote implied. And as Pusha pointed out to me and many, many others, I never tweeted that message before the Jason Aldean concert on Sunday night. A few weeks ago, we had Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson in town, and I never felt compelled to tweet, hey, be careful and responsible out there. Maybe I should have. But to make the point even more concrete, when I sat and thought about the past few tragic events that occurred during a concert, two came to mind. The shooting in Las Vegas, which was at a country concert, and the bombing in Manchester, which was at an Ariana Grande show. Yesterday, I discovered what it was like to be the most hated person on Twitter for a day. Not fun. Twitter hate comments are a lot like when you were in algebra class and that kid behind you would flick you in the ear. A couple times is annoying, but after about 100 times, it's hard not to take it personally. And yeah, you can fight back and try arguing. But to be honest, when a giant boulder is rolling downhill and you're the only one trying to push it back up, sometimes it's better to just lay down and get rolled over. And let me tell you something that sucks about Twitter. If you go on there looking for the benefit of the doubt, you should know now that it does not exist. So I spent most of the day reading about how I would probably be fired from my comment. I should be fired. I should step down, or that I am racist, which is a heavy word to me. Or my favorite one, I'm a vulture culture. Or a culture vulture? That's it. Too catchy because it rhymes. In the end, this is all labeling. We're back to schoolyard name calling. Now, you might as well have called me Sassy Molassie or Big Booty Judy. Even as I'm telling you this, I realize that many of you, especially in the Twitterverse, are rolling your eyes right now and muttering things like, he's only saying this to keep his job. His lawyers must have written the speech for him. This is more double talk. I get it. When there's a pile on, it's way easier to jump on the pile than it is to stop and ask why we're piling on to begin with. It's easier to yell at the rain. The world sucks, and this guy is the reason. The problem with that is we've been doing it, and it isn't working. It's not fixing anything. So I'm going to challenge those of you who feel that way to do something better than that, something a little bit bigger than that. Have a dialogue with me. And no, you don't owe that to me. But tell me your side of this anyways. I'll listen, and maybe you'll listen to my side, and maybe what you'll realize is that we're making the same argument. Wouldn't it be great if every summer we had as many hip-hop shows as we do country music shows or moldy oldie rock reunion shows? I say stupid things from time to time. If you don't believe me, ask my wife. Just prepare to budget yourself about 2 hours to hear all of them. However, I know what is in my heart. I'm not naive to the fact that this country has a race problem. I believe to the very marrow of my bones that we can fix it through dialogue with each other. And I know it's easy to roll your eyes at these words. I know for some of you, it's here we go again. But making that assumption about me is, in a way, doing the exact same thing some of you accused me of doing. So how about we stop this? Let's stop perpetuating negative stereotypes. It's getting us nowhere. We've become so focused on this problem that we're refusing to find a way to fix it. It's lazy. It's not us. At least it doesn't have to be. I want to conclude this by saying I've always hated apologies from public figures that never feature the two most important words, I'm sorry. So, now do I care what Hoboken Joe, New Jersey's hottest concert promoter on Twitter, thinks of me? Not really. But I do care what you think. After all, you're the Z104 audience. You spend your mornings with us. And without you, we'd be talking to ourselves. So to you, and most importantly to Pusha T, I would like to say I'm seriously and sincerely sorry. Push, you deserve better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.